the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. I am America's voice. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Free speech. It is an essential activity that we approve of here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, well, the jackpots are getting larger. Nobody won Mega Millions last night. It's almost $1 billion now. Drawing tonight for Powerball. We'll see what happens there. Number two, Governor Whitmer unveils a multi-billion-dollar plan to get Michigan back up and running. How convenient. Right on the day Joe Biden becomes president, the pandemic is suddenly not nearly as big of a deal, apparently. And number one, in Washington, well, at least it's not vice president Gretchen Whitmer. Would you prefer that it was? I'm not quite sure. I have mixed emotions whether that would have played out better. But here we are on Inauguration Day 2021. Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president of the United States at noon. Kamala Harris just moments before. So the clock running out. Donald Trump on his way to Mar-a-Lago, where he will live for a period of time. Apparently some people around there complaining about that, and well, too bad. We'll see how that plays out. But I want to play for you some comments because the president does not have a farewell address today. And besides, they probably wouldn't cover it anyway. They being the mainstream media, because they hate him so much. He does leave office with a 51% approval rating, despite what you've been told by lesser media companies. On his last full day in office, according to Rasmussen, Donald Trump leaves the presidency with a 51% approval rating and tens of millions of supporters. That part is true without question. Who takes over the movement from here? Who takes over the movement? Mike Pompeo? Mike Pence? Nikki Haley? Ron DeSantis? Who takes over the America First movement? Drop me your thoughts on that. I am interested in your thoughts on that. SteveGerber.com. I'll share those notes for the rest of the week. SteveGruber.com. Let me know what your thoughts are. Who takes over? The president will be here. Does he run in 24? I don't know. I don't know if he does or doesn't. He will certainly be a guy who will be out there on the campaign trail in certain places. I can tell you that. Some people claim that there should be a third party. I find that dangerous. Dangerous because if you have a third party, though you may agree with them, they're still going to be the Republican Party, then a new right-of-center party that may attract billions of votes, but then that would put the Democrats in the driver's seat. You have to have a Green Party, if you will, with the far left, the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, and then possibly, if you have four, then you have parity. If you have two right-of-center parties, the left would love it and love you for it. 17 executive orders coming today, most of which you're not going to like, and that's the way it is. 17 of them, ending construction of the border wall, possibly cutting student loan debt by $10,000 to everybody that has student loan debt. Meanwhile, overnight, the president pardons Steve Bannon, Lil Wayne, Kwame Kilpatrick, the former Detroit mayor, his sentence commuted. His 30-year sentence after serving, 7 years, has been commuted by the president. That'll have a lot of controversial response, but I want you to hear from the president. It's long, I realize, but you're not going to hear any of this anywhere else, so let's start with bite number one. It's a couple of minutes long, but it's the president's farewell comments to the nation.
Powered by these policies, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. We reignited America's job creation and achieved record low unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women, almost everyone. Income soared, wages boomed, the American dream was restored, and millions were lifted from poverty in just a few short years. It was a miracle. Stock market set one record after another with 148 stock market highs during this short period of time and boosted the retirements and pensions of hardworking citizens all across our nation. 401ks are at a level they've never been at before. We've never seen numbers like we've seen, and that's before the pandemic and after the pandemic. We rebuilt the American manufacturing base, opened up thousands of new factories, and brought back the beautiful phrase, made in the USA. To make life better for working families, we doubled the child tax credit and signed the largest ever expansion of funding for child care and development. We joined with the private sector to secure commitments to train more than 16 million American workers for the jobs of tomorrow. When our nation was hit with the terrible pandemic, we produced not one, but two vaccines with record-breaking speed, and more will quickly follow. They said it couldn't be done, but we did it. They called it a medical miracle, and that's what they're calling it right now, a medical miracle. Another administration would have taken 3, 4, 5, maybe even up to 10 years to develop a vaccine. We did it in 9 months. We grieve for every life lost, and we pledge in their memory to wipe out this horrible pandemic once and for all. When the virus took its brutal toll on the world's economy, we launched the fastest economic recovery our country has ever seen. We passed nearly $4 trillion in economic relief, saved or supported over 50 million jobs, and slashed the unemployment rate in half. These are numbers that our country has never seen before.
There you have it. The president talking about his accomplishments in office and things that have been done. You won't hear it many places, of course, because those in social media are trying to silence any messages in support of America First policies or this president. But he does leave office with a 51% approval rating. From Rasmussen, that's one of the only two or three that's trustworthy when it comes to polling anymore anyway. So trust what that says. Millions of Americans are still behind the president. Millions would vote for him again today, maybe more than 75 million as did on November 3rd. But there's a change coming. Big change, obviously. And therefore, tomorrow will be a different day in America. 17 executive orders today designed to destroy the legacy. And that's really what the game is here. The game is to destroy any memory of President Trump. That's the plan, to destroy, to obliterate anything he did. But because of that border being opened and caravans forming now, illegal immigration could soon be at an all-time high, and it's dangerous for this country. It's dangerous for you and I. Unvetted people in the middle of a pandemic coming when jobs are at a premium, to say the least. We'll talk about that after the break with Mike Howell from the Heritage Foundation. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.